said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was really willing and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, oh dear brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me. The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, hey, look here, brother, who you jiving with that plastic debris? Now what kind of a guru are you anyway? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me. I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and cram it up your snout.
But I got a crystal ball,
he said, and held it on up for the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped the newspaper around my hair so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbo then. I told him he was going this way. Just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down.
Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now is that a real poncho or is that a serious poncho? Don't you know you can make more money as a butcher? So don't you waste your time on me.